Mark Steffen's good day. Come on, get your tail end in that chair there. Do your job here, Mr. Steffen. There he goes, making his way to the new chair.
La, 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 la. The Doug Steffen Good Day program, Better Living with Doug and Rich. Doug at DougSteffen.com. Richard at RichardMcFadden.com. I don't think so. RichardDougSteffen.com. Later in the hour, we're going to be joined by a Middle Eastern expert to talk about what's going on. The Iranians, the Libyans, the Egyptians, the you name it, they're all uprised.
Man, let me tell you something.
Uprised. Yeah, they are uprised. Uprisings galore in the Middle East. Okay, you don't want to know why? This is nobody is really analyzing this. There is a chain of gasoline stations in the Northeast that are protesting what's going on. All of these wars or all of these incursions, all these uprisings, all this discontent. Yet another reason why the price of this is, I don't really care. I mean, I shouldn't say that. I am interested, and I'm going to bring you this person's perspective on what's going on in the Middle East. But the bottom line is, you get it in the neck at the pump today, yesterday, tomorrow. And so that's why I'm calling your attention to what's going on in, this is the New Jersey, Pennsylvania area. The Lukoil gas station, there are 57 of them. This is a Russian company, by the way.
Right.
Lukoil belongs to the Russians. So 57 owners of these stations in New Jersey and Pennsylvania protesting this week against the price of gas being charged to them by the Russians. The Lukoil price for oil is higher than what Mobil Exxon is charging. $8, they have put a price of $8 on their stations to draw attention to what they claim are the prices charged to them. They have to pass them on, obviously, to their consumers. We're doing this because we're dying, says one of the franchisees. Got three Lukoil gas stations in New Jersey. They are charging us higher prices than what the retail market will bear. How do you compete? You can't compete.
Yep.
So here's a gas station, Mount Laurel, New Jersey. Price of gas posted is $9.99 a gallon. They're not charging the customers these costs. They are posting them in protest of what they are having to pay. He's charging, this particular franchisee is charging $3.79 a gallon for regular gas. They have to pay X amount of dollars in order to stay open. They have to charge X amount of dollars. And normally they are, because they're charging $6 a gallon more than everybody else. They usually pump 6,000 gallons a day at this one station. They're down to 3,000 now. Average prices in New Jersey are $3.79, according to GasBuddy.com. Some of these Lukoil dealers are 6 to 10 cents, 12 cents higher for regular. And so, you know, you look at this stuff, and you can see the Russians have no mercy. I've avoided it. When I found out that Lukoil was a, it's like you.
And they also aren't good capitalists.
No,
they don't know how to make money.
Yeah, well, they're not thugs.
They're thugs.
They're extortionists.
Exactly.
And that's what they're doing with this.
Right.
So they're not the Venezuelans who own Chevron. Richie won't go there because he doesn't like what's-his-face.
No, but at least they know how to be somewhat competitive.
Yeah, well, they
and they know how to work the PR system,
will
too.
Charge.
Oh, man.
These guys, these
we'll hook
people
up with the Kennedys. We'll give away some free oil to the poor.
Yeah.
And then everybody will think we're good guys.
Right.
Exactly. Load.
That's what they do.
Right.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, we're killing people.
Well, but under the circumstances, meanwhile, back to the Russians and to the price that people are. This is one of the most hideous.
And then Shell, if you
outfits.
Go to Shell, it's all the Dutch companies that buy all their oil from Iran.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know. I'd still try to do Sunoco.
Sunoco is domestic.
When I can, I do Sunoco. It's Canadian and domestic oil.
Yeah. Let's see.
I'm sure they buy some from the Middle East, but for the most part.
Well, because of the deals that Cheney and Rumsfeld made in the late 70s, early 80s, and the subsequent connection, we had, what was it, 34-35% of our oil. When all hell broke loose, the end of the Jimmy Carter era.
Yeah.
And see, that's why I don't understand the correlation here. I don't get what there is that's changed. Most of the time, when you see upheavals like this, the incumbent hasn't got a chance. Jimmy Carter didn't have a chance of getting reelected.
No.
So basically, the same thing's going on right now. I don't understand how Obama is doing. He's ahead this week, at least this week in the polls. He's ahead of Romney. Given the economic news and the realities, what the heck is the difference? And again, this isn't necessarily about politics. It's more about the psychology of how people think. You look at the housing numbers, look at the employment numbers.
Yeah.
You look at how much money you got in the bank.
Yep.
How much can you buy? That's really kind of an important thing to have in the focus. Anyway, so there are people who are expecting, you know how the news media is, Richie. It's been the last four or five elections, everybody looking for the October surprise. Now, the New York Times, the LA Times, Washington Post are looking for the September surprise. They want to get a jump on what may happen in October. So somebody, they're encouraging, by covering the story this way, they're encouraging the politicians to come up with something outrageous because the interest in the election is at pretty much an all, I shouldn't say all-time low, but in our lifetime, there's been so much hype and so much anger.
Isn't that interesting?
Nastiness.
After the last election was one of the most...
Right. This year, this time around, there is so little interest in comparison to what it was 4 years ago.
4 years ago.
It's laughable. And it's because the news media has overdone it. It's because politicians have overdone it. It's because the advertising is way too much. And what's being said isn't what people want to hear because it doesn't address what you want to have fixed. Right? What is there about anything that really has been talked about, especially in the advertising, that helps you decide how to fix your problems?
Well, I mean, hey, listen, the great thing is we definitely have a two distinct choices this time.
I'm not sure I agree with you. I think
really?
I think they're two peas in a pod, frankly.
You think so?
I think they really are.
I've heard some people say that, but I think there's a difference.
Okay, let's fix something. I can fix something. If they can't, I can.
What are you going to fix?
Doug Steffen wants to fix your teeth.
Oh.
A lot of people listening to me right now are at the age when their teeth are beginning to look a little worn. So if your teeth are beginning to look a little older even than you do, you take great pride in your appearance, do you? May help you make you look your best. Get rid of those yellow stained teeth. Nothing makes you look older than yellow stained ugly teeth. Normal teeth whitening products are really bad. They make your teeth sensitive. Every time you bite into something cold, you want to yell. So use this new product I'm on, Power Swabs. Power Swabs, the only whitening system that uses a patented detergent, a patented natural product to remove the stains off of your teeth so they stay whiter longer. Best part of Power Swabs is they work in 5 minutes. No strips, no trays, no horrible taste left in your mouth. Take the steps that are outlined in their 7-day intensive care treatment. In the morning, take a pump of this toothpaste that's in there, brush your teeth, don't swallow, rinse your mouth with water, measure a little more of the power rinse for 30 seconds, and then at night do sort of the same thing, and you will find your teeth getting whiter. It's the world's most advanced teeth whitening system. You get the whole kit, risk-free by calling directly to the folks that make the Power Swab, 800-865-7602. Whiten your teeth now. You got veneers and caps and crowns, whatever is in your mouth, this stuff will clean it up. 800-865-7602. And because it's proven to make your smile whiter, your teeth better, in just a few minutes, they offer it to you to try. See if it doesn't work the way they suggest. If it doesn't, you get your money back. It's risk-free. Power Swabs. change the color of your teeth, change your smile, change your looks. 800-865-7602.
Ah, bah, black sheep, have you any wool? No, sir, no, sir. Some nincompoop with pantyhose pulled over his face stole all my wool sweaters and gaming system. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency recently helped me with renter's insurance. Everything stolen was replaced, and the little boy who lives down the lane was caught trying to sell it online. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
I lost weight with the Ambrin program.
I lost a ton of weight with the Ambrin program.
Thousands of women over 40 who used to struggle with weight gain are having incredible success with the Ambrin program. That's because Ambrin balances your hormones naturally, making losing weight surprisingly easy. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of unbalanced hormones, like hot flashes, irritability, and sleeplessness. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-830-7680. That's 1-800-830-7680.
Last year, millions of parents discovered they were their teen's drug dealer. They found out that teens today are abusing substances that many parents would never think of as dangerous, including prescription pain relievers and stimulants. Some children have even used over-the-counter cough medicine to get high. Talk with your children about the dangers of medicine abuse. Visit drugfree.org to join the Medicine Abuse Project and help end this epidemic. A message from the partnership at drugfree.org.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-535-3847. 1-888-535-3847. That's 1-888-535-3847. 1-888-535-3847.
You've heard of AccuWeather, right, Richie?
Yes, absolutely.
This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program, AccuRadio.
AccuRadio.
AccuRadio. The story of Chrysler this week, Chrysler Corporation. If there's anything about Chrysler that we find intriguing, it's the story of the minivan.
Okay.
Lee Iacocca came up with it. He was running Chrysler. Modern-day version of the family car.
He invented the Mustang and the minivan.
To the 1980s. Chrysler says they're walking away from minivans and going to stop production of the Town and Country in 2 years, according to a lot of reports, and replace it with a small crossover that's like the 700C concept. Huh. No more minivans. That's hard to believe when you consider how many they sell. 21 after on Good Day.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Sure does.
It's great.
Also, can be kind of painful.
Sounds like he's dying, doesn't it?
Pete Agnew's the bass player was Nazareth. And I think that's the way it's supposed to sound, Richie.
Born to Stay Magic. Take a nap during this song. Listen to
46.
Not a whole lot going on there.
No, it's all about the same. At the beginning, you got the whole story. I think, helped to form this group. I remember them around in the 70s, actually.
Yeah.
So, Mr. Agnew, happy birthday to you on your 60s.
What songs can you think of where they talk about how horrible love can be?
Many. Many.
But most of them talk about how great love is.
Well, it is.
But then you have, like, Love Stinks.
Right.
Jake Isles Band, Love Hurts.
It does. And it's good more often than not. Joey Heatherton's birthday is today. She had legs that never stopped. That's why she became well-known. She was on the Dean Martin Show, I think, first.
Oh, yeah.
Next up is Bowser on our list of celebrants. Ho-ha! Jim Bauman, known as Bowser. Shauna and I had an LP that went gold the first day it came out called Rock and Roll is Here to Stay. Bowser was a VJ on VH1. Did you know that, Richie?
I didn't know that. Yeah. No. I don't remember him
quite
being
a
VJ.
Yeah. 65 today.
Pretty good for a cover band.
Yeah, right. It was all the same stuff.
Yeah, a bunch of guys just did a bunch of old 50s stuff.
Yep. And made a lot of money touring.
Sure.
That's what they made their money.
And the TV show.
Actor Sam Neill's birthday is today. Known for, I liked him in The Hunt for Red October, frankly.
Do you think they will let me drive Winnebago across country? No papers.
No papers.
No papers.
Happy birthday to Ed King, the guitarist with the Strawberry Alarm Clock. This was pretty much it for this group. English group, one hit, Incense and Peppermints. Mr. King, 63 today. Let's see, who else have we got here that we want to highlight? How about Craig Montoya, guitarist for Everclear?
Tell me everything is wonderful.
Yeah. Happy birthday to Mary Crosby. She's 53 today. She was Christian in Dallas. She's the one who shot J.R.
She shot J.R., yeah.
I guess you don't remember that. Yep.
Never acted again after that.
Right. Reminds me of the story that I told before of Bruce Dern. who was the bad guy in the Cowboys, a movie that was produced in 1974 by John Wayne's production company. He shot John Wayne and couldn't get a job for 3 years.
Yeah, once you are an epic bad person,
yeah,
you're either a superstar or you're cast off to the side because everybody hates you.
Well, he's sort of, he's recovered. He's an older gentleman now.
Yeah, Bruce Dern had a decent career.
Yeah, he did. Pretty much career. Everybody knows who he is. Danielle Peck. Here's a fine and a good man. Too bad Jennifer's not here to enjoy this.
Go country.
34 like today.
She's got an attitude.
Finding a good man, is he? We got a bucket of Corona. Actress Faith Ford from Murphy Brown, 30-something.
She's cute.
The Norm Show, born in the state, 1964. Happy birthday to her. Jesse James was in Pearl Harbor, As Good as It Gets, Gingerbread Man, Dog of Flanders. Is having a birthday as well today. Happy birthday is today. Your birthday, well, happy birthday from us.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
Feel like you've tried everything for your sore joints? Time to move on to something more effective at improving your joint health. New Schiff Move Free Ultra. More effective than two regular glucosamine and chondroitin tablets. Just one little pill. Why? Because of the breakthrough 2-in-1 formula with hyaluronic acid plus type 2 collagen, which activates your own immune system and helps repair joint cartilage. Believe it. Was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Move on to something more effective. Move on to Move Free Ultra.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from
the GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Sweet Doug Steffen here for you.
Sure, I had a little morning chocolate. Yum.
Getting this sugar high on for you.
All right. Thank you. Well, there's a lot of... For Friday, this hasn't been a very fun... I try on Fridays, especially... Most of the time we have fun with the issues here. And so, even on Friday, I try to ramp it up a little bit. But because there's so much stuff that seems to flatten our enthusiasm for things,
you know,
including the price of gasoline.
We had 9/11 this week,
yeah,
which is always just, I don't want to say a downer, but
it
yeah,
a downer. Just knocks, of course it's a downer.
Yeah, it's just, it's tough to get over that day.
Yeah,
it is. Just, you know, it feels weird. Once, like I woke up that morning, I was like, oh, okay, and everything, and then turned on the radio and saw the newspaper, and I was like,
well, the news in general will turn you off to most any day.
And then ever since that day, it's just like, all right.
Here are the headlines that I have been most sort of put off on. Rage against America. This is this morning. Yeah. U.S. embassies attacked in Yemen, Egypt. Libyan envoy killed. Demonstrators attacking embassies, and the protests there, supposedly aimed at that film, they consider to be blasphemous to Islam.
They still can't find the guy who made this film.
Well, he's around. But the more important part of all of this...
They don't even know who it is.
Oh, yeah, they do. The guy's an Israeli-American.
Yeah, but they don't... They're not sure that his name is his real name?
Well, just what it shows is how strange the temper and the tone is of what upsets people. And this stuff is, that sort of stuff passes. I mean, it happens and it passes. But yet, the real serious stuff in the Middle East is more the focus on Iran, for me anyway. You know my connection to Israel. I've been there 4 times. And it concerns me that we have the leaders in Iran continuing to talk, and some of these other people in these other countries talking about destroying Israel, blowing them from the face of the earth, killing all the Jews. This rhetoric continues. So I thought we'd take a closer look at this with Malcolm Hoenlein, who is Executive Vice Chairman of the Conference of Presidents of Major American Jewish Organizations, which is a body of 52 groups, independent groups. Mr. Hoenlein, good to have you on. Good day. I know you're an advisor to a lot of people. Folks are bringing you into the news stream all the time. And you have been honored by the Jewish state. You have served well here in our country. Chairman of America's Voices in Israel, I think, as a matter of fact, you and I had quite a good conversation at dinner one night in my most recent trip. So I'm appreciative of your hospitality there and here. As a matter of fact, I think we got off the plane together and walked, if I remember correctly. So let's go back a little bit. This is all, this material is all pretty ethnically charged. What do you think, what should we think, more importantly, about the statements? I mean, these people have been saying this for years. What makes it more real now?
Well, we have a couple of factors at play. One is the story about the film, and that supposedly depicts Muhammad in very negative ways. And it started off under a cloud of mystery about who was responsible for it, and the man who was responsible, who appears to have a criminal record, he was an extremist cop. He was a cop not representative of their community, but somebody who very much on the fringe, who made this film, telling the actors they were making a film about events 2,000 years ago, historical, documentary. Whether it was meant to incite, whether what its real intention, we don't know. Maybe it was even just a fraud by which he could raise a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
But this becomes then the excuse and the cover. But the demonstrations in Egypt and in Libya were planned long in advance. They were directed at 9/11. And in Libya, this the killing of our ambassador was a plot. The people were there. 50 armed gunmen came there long before. And they used the demonstrations as a cover for them to be able to go there, but they entrapped the ambassador, it appears, getting him to come to the site and killing him in a brutal way. And supposedly retaliation for America's killing the number two guy in Al-Qaeda. And that
the number two guy has been killed. There have been a number of number two guys.
Well, many,
been killed.
Because each time then they move up.
Right. Well, one of the things that is distressing about this is that And certainly there's political hay to be made here, so you wonder sometimes about the origin of these statements. But apparently, Mr. Hohenlein, there is reason to believe that the Americans had been warned 3 or 4 months ago that this was going to happen, and they didn't do anything.
Well,
think that's true?
I think come there. One, there were advance warnings even 2 days before, because I found it in one of the Egyptian papers where they warned that the American and Israeli embassies would be targeted. If that's the case, why weren't the Egyptian forces there protecting it and knowing that it was 9/11, which is often the occasion for demonstrations against the U.S., and President Morsi himself is one of the revisionists who blame the election, who blame 9/11 on the United States.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that you have this kind of circumstance coming, they should have had troops there ready for it, and yet there was no protection provided. So I think there are many questions about what happened. What did Morsi do? Why did it take the president of Egypt 24 hours to say something and not saying the same thing in English as he says in Arabic? You know, he is a Muslim Brotherhood guy, and there are people who say that he knew in advance, but they thought the demonstrations would be more limited, and he placed his own constituency. This is a really great concern, I think, and many questions remain to be answered.
All right, so for those of you just joining us, Malcolm Hohenlein is here. He's the chairman of the America's Voices in Israel group. The essence of what, more specifically, the threat is against Israel and all the yammering from the Iranians, the cloud over Israel gets larger, yet more people are moving to Israel. More people from all over the world who have strong Jewish roots moving there. Population is growing rapidly. More people in danger. Why do more people go there if the danger level seems to be increasing?
Well, because they're coming from countries where the danger may be even greater. And you see what's happening in Europe with the growth of extremist populations and Muslim populations and the circumstances. That's one. Two, people move to Israel because there are very positive reasons to live there. And by the way, not just Jews. The new census comes out for the Jewish New Year this week, and it shows a population of almost 8 million, but 2 million who are not Jewish. And
a lot of Arabs live peacefully.
And a lot of Arabs, and nobody writes about that. And
no.
They live there, and now you have the Palestinian Authority Prime Minister calling for a boycott, telling the Arabs not to work in the West Bank, losing them 10,000 jobs. And a guy, time when they're begging for money and receive billions of dollars in foreign aid, the most per capita of any people, the Palestinians are now declaring boycotts and punishing their own people. The Palestinians didn't respond to what he said, but the Europeans and others do. So it is a story that is not told. And if you visited, you see in a hospital, you see an Arab and a Jew in the same room, you see doctors,
schools,
you see the interaction
schools right.
as well.
Yeah, right. So, but the threat remains, or at least the thoughts in the hearts and minds of some who want to destroy Israel. And one wonders how you combat this. Netanyahu was around, I think, this week over here, and he didn't get very far with Mr. Obama. And that seems to be the case here. So you wonder what really is on the minds of the Israelis, what ought to be on the minds of Americans, because we are partners, and should we be worried?
Well, we have common worries, and we have real issues. The threat of Iran is real. It's immediate. And for Israel, it's even more immediate, and therefore there is some difference. It's not about the danger, not about the assessment, not about what... but about when it needs to be done and what needs to be done, the intensity of the response. For Israel, when you're within missile striking distance, when you're facing the immediacy of a country that threatens to destroy you, you take it seriously. The United States should take it seriously because, you know, just yesterday or the day before, they arrested three Hezbollah guys in Mexico who are operating there, training camps in Honduras and Nicaragua and other countries in South America for retaliation against the United States, the increasing involvement of Iran just an hour and a half off our southern coast. This is an immediate threat to the United States. It is a threat to the world. These are the leading violators of human rights and state sponsor of terrorism. So unfortunately, the media and everybody loves to glob on to when there's a difference, and there are tensions, and there have been, but a lot of it is based on misunderstanding about whether the invitation, no invitation, President is not going to be in New York when Netanyahu gets here. Netanyahu offered to come to Washington, but the president will be campaigning. That's not the story. What really we have to look at is the common interests, the common goals, the common aspirations. It's why our militaries work so closely together, and we can't let, especially in this political silly season, let things become partisan or let it become misunderstood and misrepresented.
Do you think it's true that there are more Jews in America that will vote for Mitt Romney than for Obama, where it was not the case 4 years ago?
It's a long time to the election. I think people will examine the candidates and make a decision. I think everybody knows that we see in Congress Israel is a bipartisan issue. The U.S.-Israel relationship is a bipartisan issue. They vote based upon many considerations, but Israel's survival is a bedrock issue. And it's not just for Jews, by the way. Tens of millions of Christians in America have this as a real concern, a primary concern. So while sometimes symbolic issues like Jerusalem or other things arise, we have to remember that the fundamental issues are pretty universally held in America. And American Jews, you know, will make judgments. I think it's too early to predict what the outcome will be.
Yeah. All right. Thank you for the update. Good to speak with you, sir. Thanks.
It's my pleasure. Anytime.
Yep. Malcolm Hohenlein, Executive Vice Chairman of the Conference of Presidents of Major American Jewish Organizations, and with the folks connected to America's Voices in Israel. It's really amazing. It's hard to grasp unless you go there. And that's one of the reasons. The country fascinates me. I've been to Israel more than, well, let's think. I've been to Germany only a couple of times, been to France 4 or 5 times, been to Spain once, Italy a couple of times, and England countless times. But I've never been to a place that seems out of the way. I mean, Israel is out of the way.
How so?
Well, it's not really, I mean, it's not on the main line to any place.
Right.
If you're not going to Israel, you're not going to take that trip to Tel Aviv. You're not going to go to Tel Aviv and then go to Turkey or then go to Greece or go. You're going to go directly. You're going to go to Europe and then down to Turkey or Greece. You're not going to go to Tel Aviv and then fly over there, even though you can on LL. It's just you go there because you're going there. And I find it fascinating, the realities, Richie, of being there, of just around the people, seeing their spirit.
Yeah. No,
I mean, these people, the world is trying to flush them into the sea for millennia. And it's really interesting that all the major religions started within a 4-square-mile area of each other, and they can't get along. Hey, man, what a disgrace. It really is. It's a blight on humanity. And these morons, these idiots that keep, the ones that I always, there was this guy, Bradley, I can't remember what his name was. I don't want to say Bradley something or other. I remember interviewing a couple of times. He was the fellow who first sort of started questioning the reality of the Holocaust and said there really wasn't any, and it was makeup, of the American media, and the 6 million Jews didn't get gassed and burned, that kind of stuff. It's really, and the prejudices that are aimed at any, religion. I don't consider Jews to be, although they are religiously different, it's an ethnicity. It's an ethnic thing.
Right.
And I think that's what we lose sight of a lot of times. Very interesting people and a wonderful country to visit, I find, anyway. I'd be eager to go back again. 12 minutes for the hour. Here's something for you to think about when it comes to pride and respect for men and women who have served our country. Are you feeling pride and respect toward them? Can you help out a group that feels strongly about helping veterans? The Purple Heart Service Foundation provides many services and programs, not just for veterans that have the Purple Heart, but for all veterans. They assist in identifying and helping homeless veterans. So if you have a car, a boat, money that you can spare, this is totally tax deductible. Your contribution to the Purple Heart Service Foundation is a total tax deduction for you. So help them help these people who need help. We're all about helping in America, right? Call 877-743-1631 and prove that you agree with that statement by giving something. Anything is appreciated. Cash, as I say, things that you're not using that can be auctioned off or sold off, so the money goes to help the Purple Heart Service Foundation. 877-743-1631 with your contribution, cash or credit card. 877-743-1631.
200 years ago, the British cleric Charles Colton wrote the line, "Imitation is the sincerest form of flattery." Most people follow the trends, but dynamic thinkers prepare for the trends, especially in today's investment world. For decades, Swiss America has explained the big trends of the new century: higher oil, gas, and gold prices, and a weaker dollar, soft economy, deficits. And they've been right on the money. It's no wonder many gold firms copy Swiss America. But Craig Smith, who founded Swiss America, says he's not mad about being copied. He's flattered. He's thankful word is getting out that gold protects wealth. Do what I did. Call Swiss America. Find out what's coming next before it's too late. Get their 2012 Rare Opportunity DVD and newest CD. Call now, 800-289-2646, 800-BUY-COIN. Forget imitations. Get the original. Call Swiss America, the gold standard, at 800-289-2646, 800-BUY-COIN.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Last year, millions of parents discovered they were their teen's drug dealer. They found out that teens today are abusing substances that many parents would never think of as dangerous, including prescription pain relievers and stimulants. Some children have even used over-the-counter cough medicine to get high. Talk with your children about the dangers of medicine abuse. Visit drugfree.org to join the Medicine Abuse Project and help end this epidemic. A message from the partnership at drugfree.org.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the Freeze-Dry Guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House Survival Buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House Survival Buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alii-C. Why Alii-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alii-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alii-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alii-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alii-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alii-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alii-C. For more information and to order Alii-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alii-C today.
Explain to everybody why you don't like... You like the song, you just don't like this version of it because...
Huey Lewis and Gwyneth Paltrow play father and daughter in this movie, Cruisin'. And so this...
This is a love song.
The movie's duets. This is a love song, and it's gross.
Like a romantic love
song. It's gross.
Right, yeah.
Gross. So get rid of it, will you please? All right. 54 past the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen, Chuck Curry, our movie man, is here. We have a movie news moment. We have an overview of the movies coming out this weekend with Chuck's prediction as to what will be number one. We'll find out if he's right when we check in on him on Monday, same time. First, though, let's celebrate Tommy Lee Jones' birthday.
Oh, good.
He's 66 years old. And this is one of his movies. I think this is going to be pretty easy, actually. 800-510-8255. Let's see how easy it is. See if we need more than one audio clip.
The person is smart. People are dumb, panicky, dangerous animals, and you know it.
You know,
no, we don't have it. Okay, I know, I can tell.
Chucker, you don't have so many movies that he does.
All right. Yeah, well, by the time we get to the end, you'll know exactly.
I'm sure.
Which one it is. Here's the next clip.
Don't sir me, young man. You have no idea who you're dealing with.
800-510-8255. Know the name of the movie, Chucky? You got it by now, right?
I'm not definitive.
Oh, no. Okay.
Well, what a great voice he has, huh?
Yeah.
All right, here's the last clip.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Yeah, come on now.
800-510-8255. I have a smile on my face now. I didn't want to see the second one. The first one I found amusing, even though there are a lot of, well, I'm going to give it away if I keep talking about it. All right. Anyway, 800-510-TALK. You know what the story is, and you'll get the prize if you haven't won before in Movie Moments. That simple. Chucker has the predictions, the list of movies coming out this weekend, predictions for what will be number one right after this on Good Day.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you expand to a new area.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
So your business can thrive.
Business forms for invoices.
Because at the end of the day, only one thing is really important.
More invoices.
So you go to the one place that has it all.
Staples.
And prints it right.
Staples.
Staples.
Right now, buy 250 business cards or postcards and get 250 free. Details in store or at staples.com/250free ends 11/10/12. Staples. That was easy.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
Look, I'm all for modern conveniences. But ask yourself, do you really need a blender with 23 buttons just to chop an onion? At Geico, we think life should be simpler. So we make it super simple to save on car insurance. Just one click and you could be on your way to saving hundreds. Come on, people. Life doesn't have to be that complicated.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
All right, as we wait for people to identify this movie at 800-510-8255, Chucker, what's out this weekend? What do you think is going to be big?
Well, I don't think it's going to be that big, probably in the $20 million opening range. Disney re-releases its huge animated hit, Finding Nemo, this time in 3D. Why are they doing this? Well, they'll make some extra coin, and they're also planning to do a sequel, which will materialize sometime in the next year and a half.
Sure, this will cost me $40.
Great.
Yeah, with a
family, that would be correct. Also opening is the Resident Evil Retribution. This is the fifth installment in that B franchise. Who's gaining here? Well, actress Mila Jovovich, who has made a fortune off this this franchise, which has made a nice bit of money. None of them are really big hits, but they all do solid box office. Now, opening limited is Paul Thomas Anderson's The Master with Joaquin Phoenix and Philip Seymour Hoffman. There's Oscar buzz on both performances. It goes wide next month. 20th Century Fox released the coming attraction trailer dubbed to Steven Spielberg's Lincoln on the internet yesterday. Daniel Day-Lewis plays the 16th president. And I must say, this film looked really, really good. Tommy Lee Jones has a supporting part in the movie alongside Sally Field. And Warner Brothers announced May 16, 2014 release of their reboot of Godzilla. It will be in 3D. It begins filming sometime in the next year. Hasn't been cast yet, but after Roland Emmerich's Godzilla with Matthew Broderick about a decade ago,
yeah.
I think this is a risky proposition. I don't know if it'll be that much of a huge interest in a Godzilla movie.
It takes guts, man.
Do it.
Sounds like Adele is going to do the, according to the English tabloid, she's going to do the theme to the next James Bond movie.
Okay.
Yeah, that's pretty good. They have a lot of well-known singers that do that, and it always becomes a big hit. All right, so let's see if we can figure out what the name of the movie is. First person that called in was Lori in Clarkston, Wisconsin, or Washington. What's the name of the movie, Lori?
Clarkston, Washington. Yes. Men in Black, I think, is it not?
Men in Black, you are correct. First one, you get the prize.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.